It's the worst desert locust outbreak in decades for many countries in the Horn of Africa. Ethiopia, Kenya, and Somalia are most affected.
The swarms that we're facing now, they're really, really large, much larger than normal. They're very, very numerous. They just keep pouring into northern Kenya.
That's Keith Cressman, FAO's Senior Locust Forecasting Officer.
Of course, swarms and these type of situations don't occur overnight. In mid-2018, there's a very strong cyclone that brought heavy rains to Arabia. The sands that desert locusts need for breeding and increasing in numbers. This was followed by another cyclone 5 months later. So those two cyclones just allowed these locusts to develop and increase. Then they started to shift into other areas, and they arrived into the Horn of Africa.
As the situation continues to deteriorate, FAO warns that there's a growing risk the pests could migrate to more neighboring countries.
And this represents a potential for devastation of pastures and farmers' fields and crops.
A 1 square kilometre swarm of desert locusts can eat as much food in one day as 35,000 people.
When a swarm comes into your field in the morning, shortly after sunrise, by midday it's probably eaten your entire field. It's just left stubble behind, and that represents your livelihood for this year and perhaps next year as well.
Kenyan farmer Esther Kiduka says the situation was already difficult before the locusts arrived.
We just came out of a long drought where we faced starvation. Now we are worried the locusts will eat up our food since we are not able to deal with their numbers. We asked the government to intervene as we don't have the means to afford the pesticides.
Governments are conducting aerial and ground control operations, spraying pesticides to kill these large swarms.
Well, indeed, there's a lot of efforts being done. For example, in Kenya, as soon as the swarms invaded that country, the national authorities quickly mobilized ground teams and aircraft to start the control operations. Unfortunately, the number of swarms and the sizes of the swarms just simply overwhelmed their capacities. Upscaling of current efforts is critical in order to reduce that expansion, that extension to other countries.
The concern now is that swarms are laying eggs that will give rise to more locusts, explains Dominique Bourgeon, director of the Emergencies and Rehabilitation Division at FAO.
There will be a new generation of locusts that is going to come, and that will coincide with more or less the time of the planting season. It will start April, May in most of the countries. It means that if we are not able to control locust population for the moment, there will be a huge impact on the forthcoming planting season.
That's worrying for farmers like Esther.
We depend heavily on this farming season, and we worry that the locusts will destroy our harvest and we will end up remaining hungry for the rest of the year.
While total eradication of the migratory pest is not possible, minimizing its destruction is. FAO warns the desert locust situation could provoke a humanitarian crisis if more is not done to tackle the problem. Dominique Bourgeon again.
We need to mobilize international assistance. We've been appealing for $76 million. Unfortunately, it is an issue that needs to be dealt with now. Otherwise, there will be high level of acute food insecurity. There will be million more people that will require food assistance, and it will take us years to control this situation.
And if measures aren't scaled up?
By the end of this year, we could actually be in a plague situation where there would be a number of countries, not just the Horn of Africa, but countries further north and to the west and to the east that could be affected.